This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The island nation of Sri Lanka this Easter Sunday was hit by brutality. Well-coordinated bomb blasts at three churches and three hotels. There has been a large-scale loss of life. We get a report from Grace Lee of Reuters.
At least 100 people have been killed and hundreds of others injured after multiple blasts at churches and hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. Some of those buildings were in the capital of Colombo, and according to police, a total of three churches and three hotels have been hit, including the Shangri-La. Footage from local media showed damage from the blasts inside one of the churches, along with ambulances driving away with the injured. Colombo National Hospital said that several wounded people were brought in for treatment. Sources from two leading tourist hotels in Colombo also confirmed the explosions, but didn't give any details. There were no immediate claims of responsibility.
Since Grace Lee filed that story, there are reports the death toll is approaching 200. An ambulance driver spoke with Reuters.
About 9 a.m. today, I was asked to take my ambulance to the Kochikade church because I was informed that there's a big blast in Kochikade church. So we went there and whoever they are, the casualties, we transported them to the National Hospital, and then we have been advised to come to the Shangri-La.
The Shangri-La was one of the three hotels attacked in the capital, Colombo. The Sri Lankan government has imposed a curfew and says it has blocked access to major social media and messaging apps to prevent the spread of misinformation. World leaders have been quick to condemn the bloodletting. Among the strongest in their words, the prime ministers of India and Pakistan. Said India's Narendra Modi on Twitter, "There is no such place for such barbarism. India stands firmly with the people of Sri Lanka." More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.